Who? I noticed you have a kid sitting next to you.
This is my buddy. This is my buddy. This is Bray.
He's not yours, is he?
He's not. Am I your dad?
He's too good looking.
Talk right up on the mic.
No.
I'm not your dad. All right. Good answer.
You know how I can tell? Because his glasses actually have lenses in them.
Lenses, but they're just clear.
Yeah. What's your name?
Bray.
How old are you, Bray?
14.
See?
Turned 14.
Don't shave years off, dude.
How long you been 14?
For a couple months now.
Couple months. It's pretty cool to be 14, isn't it?
Yeah. Getting used to how it feels. Yeah.
Well, let me find out why you're here. I think this is your mom over here, right? Hi, what's your name?
My name is Misty.
All right, Al, quit talking about how hot Bray's mom
is.
Talking
to Bray.
Does that offend you?
No.
Yeah. Good.
But no, I really mean yes.
You're pretty much a cool hip mom, though. I see you've got you got kind of an ombre working, and then you've got the colored.
Well, when Bray was diagnosed with this Hodgkin's lymphoma, he decided to do the color purple for his theme.
Oh, wow.
So my sister-in-law does hair, and so we put a little.
So that's for Bray.
It is for Bray.
The color purple. Tell me the distinction of that. What's that mean?
Like he just likes purple.
It's his favorite color. Okay, cool.
So is Justin Bieber's favorite color purple.
So you said when Bray was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And how long has that been? Bray, you can answer if you want. How long has that been since you got diagnosed? Or mom can help. Either way.
Yeah. It's been a long time, huh?
He got sick in October, and they diagnosed him late January.
Late January. Mm. Can you tell us what that is, Hodgkin's?
Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah, tell us what it is.
Bray was born with caudal regression syndrome.
With what?
Caudal regression syndrome.
Caudal regression syndrome.
And kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
So
and when your kidneys don't develop properly, you don't grow in size.
Right.
So he's not the size of a typical 14-year-old boy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And so he had a kidney transplant when he was 2.
Oh my
gosh. He received
his
dad's.
Wow.
You got your dad's kidney when you were 2?
Yes, sir.
Man.
He's been through 40 surgeries.
40?
40.
40.
Oh
my God. Wow.
And then this came about, and about 2 years ago, he developed the EBV virus, and it just took over. And
these are things, conditions I've never heard of. Isn't that crazy?
And you've been
as many kids trips as we've been on, I think we've taken everything, and here's something new.
I know about this.
Here's something
new,
Bray.
Yeah. So why is Bray here today?
He asked me when he got diagnosed. We were in Fort Worth, and there was a couple of things that he wanted to get to do, and one was to come meet you guys, because we've been listening to y'all since he was 2. Especially the, he remembers when he was little, the Poulot stand.
Oh, yeah, the mommy test.
Yeah, we have to give you, we got a whole CD of that we can give
you. We bought the CD, and now we can't find it.
We'll give you another one. I have a feeling we've got plenty in the closet.
Mommy? Mommy?
Yes,
Mommy?
Yes, Poulot Sand.
Do you think maybe we could find a CD to give this guy Bray, because he's my friend now?
I'll be happy to give him my copy so I never have to hear from you again.
I have a question about Bray.
Sure.
Why did you and Daddy get divorced?
What does that have to do with Bray, honey? We can talk about that later in therapy.
Mommy, you said that all people that are going to heaven go to church every Sunday. How come we never go to church?
Well, I go, not every Sunday.
And that's why we stopped the mommy test.
Yeah.
Right there. You like that bit, huh, Bray?
Yes.
You like to see me squirm, Bray?
That's cool.
I thought you had my back.
Did you bring something, Bray?
So what stage are we in, if I may ask, with this?
Stage 4.
Stage 4. And so have you done chemo and radiation?
Not radiation, but chemo.
Just chemotherapy?
Yes.
How yucky is that?
Yeah. Yes, sir, it is.
Pretty yucky, yeah. Are you over getting sick afterwards, or you still do?
A little bit.
A little bit?
I still get the symptoms of chemo.
The nausea.
But the more you do it, you kind of get used to it, don't you? It's like, it's not that bad, or it's never good. It's never like candy.
No.
No. Yeah. When was your last time to do chemo? Has it been recently?
About a month ago.
About a month ago?
Probably.
Are you able to go to school, Bray?
Yes.
Yeah? Every day?
Yes.
Awesome.
But it's out for summer. And guess where he has to go tomorrow?
Where?
Back to the hospital.
Oh, no way.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, what do you like to do when you're not in school and in the hospital? What are your favorite things to do?
I like to...
Come on, hobbies.
He likes football.
Play with my bulldog.
I don't know. Oh, bulldog. That hat. That hat means something, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got a DC hat on. You skate?
No. I just like Rob Dyrdek a lot.
Oh, yeah. You like Rob Dyrdek?
Yes.
The skateboarder.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay. I mean, he's no Ryan Sheckler.
He's no Tony Hawk.
Yeah. You know who Ryan Sheckler is?
No.
You've never heard of him?
No.
Well, let me get a picture for you.
Because nobody compares.
Grab that off the printer there, will you? Just sitting right there on top of the printer.
I heard that you were a boarder because you were wearing a skateboard hat.
So I thought I could impress you with a picture of me and Ryan Sheckler.
No, we've never heard of Ryan Sheckler, so.
You don't know who he is?
We should have cut and pasted Rob Dyrdek.
He's or give him a picture of you and Ed Sheeran, because that would be impressive.
Do you have a skateboard?
I did, but I fell too many times.
You fell too many times?
It's hard.
That's why I don't do it either, yeah. Right?
Well, it sure would be cool to give you one. Can you hang on a second?
Sure. Kid just walks off during the show from time to time.
He just leaves us to just wing it.
If you look at that picture, you'll see there's a picture there of a skateboard. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. And you see the back of it here?
Yes, sir.
This is the official Sheckler board that was never released.
Really? Okay?
Yeah. And he signed it to me on the front, on the back, and I've signed it to you on the front.
Oh,
and
cool.
I want you to have this. It says, Bray, I want to see a video of you riding this.
Okay.
No. Now, let me tell you what
Mom is so excited.
let me explain to Mom what my secret is to be a great skateboarder.
It's green screen.
Never put wheels on it.
And stand in front of a green screen.
Yeah, it has no wheels on it, so this is totally safe. It's kind of a big deal. Maybe you should Google Ryan Sheckler. That's kind of a big deal.
You don't have to sell us on it. I think he brought something for you, kid.
No way.
Yeah, he brought you a gift.
You didn't have to bring me a present.
There you go, dude.
Why'd you bring me a present?
You should use your toenails.
Okay, it's a bag full of cash. Wait a minute. Are you in the Mexican drug cartel?
No.
I'll try that. Okay, which one you and Dog? Are we in the same one?
Hold on. Look at this.
What in the world?
Oh, wow.
Dang.
What's that from, Bray?
This looks like Al going out on a Friday night.
You've been making it rain, Bray?
Wow. And then there's a check at the bottom for another $100. How much money is this?
$2,700.
What in the world?
How did you
get all that money?
We did a fundraiser in Idaloo in my party to fundraise for Kids Trip.
You did not.
Yes, that was from your birthday party.
A trip you're not going on. You raise money so other kids who are sick can go on a trip.
Yes, sir.
You're the best kid ever.
Thank you. Dude.
Give me a high five.
That was very sweet.
That's awesome, bro.
I'm not mad at you anymore for not bringing me a present because
that was
sweet.
How lucky are you to have a kid like this?
I'm blessed. Extremely blessed.
And with this $2,000, that means
$3,000.
$3,000?
Almost three.
Yeah, 3.7.
Huh?
It's about $1,000 per person.
$3,700.
Yeah.
$2,700. It's almost $3,000.
Okay. If it's $2,700, then you have essentially paid for an entire family of four to go to Disney World.
Pretty much.
How cool is that, dude?
How great is that? Give it up for him.
Awesome.
Yay, Brad. Always great to have you guys here. Thank you so much for coming in, and please keep us updated on Bray's progress.
Thank you for having us here.
I know people always say that meaningless trite statement, if there's anything we can do, but I hope you know when we say it, there's stuff we can do, and we mean it. So if there's anything we can do, please let us know, all right?
Thank you.
Give it up for Bray, everybody.
Yay!
Kid Craddock in the morning. Kid Craddock in the morning.